The Great British Rant with CJ Grace.
So there I am, sitting in a local diner, and I make the mistake of ordering a cup of tea. What do I get? Some lukewarm water in a glass with a tea bag beside it. And some containers, those little plastic pustules, whatever you would call them, of half and half. What's wrong with Americans that they can't even make a decent cup of tea? Don't you know that you have to put boiling water on top of the tea bag to infuse it and get the tea nice and dark? That's how we have it in England. That's how tea should be drunk, and not with half and half or cream, and not soy milk, and not almond milk, but just with regular milk. And when I go over to friends' houses in America for a cup of tea, yes, they'll offer me tea, but what they have is something that is entirely different. Weird herbal concoctions. Maybe they'll have chamomile, and if I want a nice drink of liquid cardboard, chamomile is it. Peppermint, well, that's fine for toothpaste, but not for a hot drink. Or some sleepy time or calming mixture. Well, I don't want to go to sleep, and I don't need calming down. I want tea to wake me up. I suppose a good cup of strong tea just is not part of American culture. After a bad day at work, what do people offer you in America? Oh, sit down, dear, and have a margarita. I don't want a margarita. I don't drink. Or at least, I don't drink alcohol, but I drink plenty of tea, only if it's made properly, though. In England, they'll sit you down after a bad day and give you a nice, strong cup of tea. And after that, I'd say I do feel better. I actually heard of one American visitor, a friend of a friend, who will remain nameless, who actually went to the United Kingdom, went to a restaurant to have scones, clotted cream and strawberry jam, accompanied by a teapot full of strong English tea. And what did she do? She complained. She said that they'd made the tea incorrectly. She was used to the lukewarm dishwater that you get in America. I lived in China for a while, so I can deal with green tea, but not with all the ridiculous additives like mango or lox vomit or whatever else they put in green tea here to make it more appealing to Americans. What is it with Americans and tea? I'm wondering whether it was because of the Boston Tea Party, throwing all that good tea to waste in Boston Bay. Maybe at the same time, those people lost the ability to make a good cup of tea. I'd go over the pond and have my tea in England any time over whatever you could get, either in a restaurant or in anybody's home here in America.
That was The Great British Rant with CJ Grace.